on. He's always fun. And now we welcome in our friends, as we say, not our colleagues. Stan Burst.
Morning, guys. Morning, gentlemen.
What's happening, boys?
I like you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always good to have it declared out loud. Otherwise,
I just don't want anyone to think anything.
You know, otherwise it goes unsaid and unuttered.
No, no. I believe in saying the things that are important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's rare for an Irish family. We just usually kind of bury things down very deep.
Oh, well, I do that
deep
too.
Down. Yeah. And then never talk about them again.
The Irish are immune to psychoanalysis.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, that,
if psychoanalysis
no
were a
that's
thing.
That's what Freud said, not me.
That's right. He just gave up on it completely.
He was like, these people are a bunch of cavemen rockheads. They won't even listen to me.
Anything to do with these people, we'll move on. Yeah, no, that's been my family's process for a long time.
Yeah.
Just take all those emotions.
Oh, we never talk about any of it.
Ball them up very, very small and then never speak of them
bury
again.
Them down and then they come out.
Maybe at the wake after a couple.
Many, though. Okay. Many. And then it's your emotions about things other than the wake.
It's usually
traffic.
Nothing like a good
politics.
Irish wake.
It breaks out into rebel songs, I think, at some point.
Oh, that's true. That, you know, that makes
that's
maybe
how
that's
you
why
translate
it's the
it.
Dancing. It's all the anger that you can't,
is.
You know.
Well, that supposedly Irish dancing, like they had banned dancing at some point, so you'd be like in the house, like not moving your arms, and they couldn't tell that you were, you know.
My grandfather told
down
us.
Below.
My grandfather told us it was always supposed to. So we didn't spill our beer. Why the arms didn't move?
That's good. That's good too.
That's what he always told us.
Yeah, there's so many different ideological moments with the Irish. It's just
did you guys enjoy the Hugh Darvish production?
Yeah, I mean, if he's being completely honest, it's hard to criticize him. I mean, he's telling you how he feels. In depth, and how he's questioning his own the mental side of it, but
it confirmed a lot of things that we had said and thought about him in terms of being
Chris
sort
Jimenez
of
Chris Jimenez is looking for an apology.
Exactly. Yeah,
for a job.
He's right.
Yeah, the guy's in his own head. I think
way too much.
Yeah, my conclusion on that is he really and we always want honesty. I'm glad he's being completely honest, but it's clear that what's said about his depth of thought about himself and how he feels. He's in his own head.
But I am now with sort of, now that he said that and I respect the fact that he was open with everything, I think he should now retreat. It's time for him to probably be, not around is probably the best place for him to be.
Maybe.
Like Fortress of Solitude somewhere.
I don't know. I don't
A-Rod
know.
A-Rod has ideas on that.
Because the more you see in sports a player who is a symbol of either injury or inconsistency, it just, I don't know what purpose he would serve.
That's if we ask our athletes to be honest, right? And I think we do. I think we should. I think, you guys as writers have probably asked your athletes to be honest and gotten cliches more times than you'd like, and that is what it is. I would deal with it that way. We're just talking about our own emotions, right? I would never talk about it. I would go away.
Yeah, I would
stay in the dark and not.
Do that. No.
But maybe that's not how he does this.
But it
maybe
also,
that's not, it's
but
not.
But he's not going to be part of the team for the rest of the season.
But it seems a little indulgent to a certain extent. You're done now.
I thought you were just out in the public talking about his stuff.
No, I just mean like
with
now,
the team.
With the team. Kind of like,
The injured player.
I don't know. As far as him dealing with it, he'll deal with it however he has to. It's not for us to prescribe his treatment. We're not going to psychoanalyze him or Freud him or whatever. We're certainly not going to be helpful.
Did Freud have a ruling on the Japanese, too?
I don't know whether he did or whether he didn't.
It was only the Irish he couldn't get through.
It's just the Irish. Everybody else.
How about this? This is a great text. Dan, I took your suggestion and purchased 7 slices of bacon at the Whole Foods Hot Bar in Kildare this morning. The total, $1.64. Done, sir.
I gave people a life hack.
$1.64
Listen,
for 7 slices of bacon?
I'm going to ruin it for everybody. I gave people a life hack. The hot bar at Whole Foods goes by weight. Okay? The tear weight of the container, so it's just the weight of the food you buy. Bacon doesn't weigh very much. The ratio of satisfaction of consumption to actual weight is extremely high in favor of the consumer.
Popcorn's like that too,
but popcorn's incredibly expensive.
It is expensive.
So what you do if you go to the Whole Foods Hot Bar, you can get depending on the size and doneness of the bacon, which is the water or fat content that is in it or has been cooked off.
So you want it done?
No. Here's what I do. I do 2 undercooked pieces.
It's really splurged.
2 well done pieces and 2 perfectly done pieces of thick-cut hardwood smoked bacon, and then I eat them in a particular order to maximize and optimize the satisfaction level while I walk from the Whole Foods.
Which one
to
weighs
work.
Less?
The fully cooked, the overdone weighs less.
Yeah.
Because the fat's cooked off. You know, water content, fat cooked off.
And then what do you take to unclog your arteries?
No, but this
he eats the container.
This is the nitrate-free good bacon. Okay. Whole food
bacon.
This
is the good bacon.
And it always comes out somewhere between $1.20 and $1.80.
Wow. I'm going to go stop and get $10.
I told everybody. $10 worth of bacon would be a hefty bag
full. $10 worth of bacon because by the time we finish the show, that market inefficiency will be gone.
People started texting.
Are they on to you yet?
I don't know, but people started texting and see a lot of things. They apparently more than make up the lost lead on bacon with what they get for the eggs, the scrambled eggs with the cheese on them. It costs them nothing and weighs a ton.
Yes.
So people, and fruit's all water. So basically all those by weight things, you're paying for water. And it's salad bar. You're paying for water. And somebody texted in, never buy uncooked bacon. Because you're getting by the time you've cooked it, you're getting rid of most of what.
Plus,
you
it's a pain to cook.
So I gotta go. I gotta stop. I gotta get the bacon.
Yeah,
I have eggs at home. I do. I rush home. I whip up some eggs on my own. Right.
Right.
And now I've spent $2.
You're winning.
For one of the greatest breakfast snow
demands. You got a seat warmer on the passenger side. Just flip that.
I got a seat warmer.
I've done that.
Keep the bacon good to go.
I have used the seat warmer for takeout.
Or, transfer Mexican items. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've never done that either.
You got to use it.
I was a little loath to give out that information because I kept thinking like I was stealing.
You were
something.
The only one who was onto this.
How did you stumble upon it? Just
dumb luck.
Have greatness thrust upon them.
I sort of wandered through things. I don't shop there regularly.
Yeah.
Because it's all too expensive and exotic. But I wandered through like, oh, that bacon smells amazing. Where is that bacon? And I sort of found my way over to the bacon.
It's pretty good.
Like a dog. And like, right, how many pieces do I want? And then that's all I wanted. Like, wait, that was $1.46?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Like ran out of there before they could demand more money from me.
They accidentally gave you a 20 back in your change. That's unbelievable.
That almost never happens there. You walk out and you think
at Whole Foods?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Happens there.
You can't get a roll of mints for less than $3 there.
Whole Foods owes me money, man. I'm going to go get $10 worth of bacon. And I'm going to open up my own place and sell it. Right? So a little stand right outside. That's right. Hey, buddy.
Hawking
you
bacon,
want some bacon?
Head up to the Cub game and sell bacon.
Yeah. I bet you people would buy it.
Really?
You could do like an artisan kind of thing.
I don't buy a lot of food on the street personally. I don't know why.
A sun hat and some galoshes, and you can just act like you've farmed the bacon at your very own farm.
Mulligan Farms.
Mulligan Farms. Fresh cut bacon. That's what we need.
Yeah. Bernstein Bacon Brilliance. There you go.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
Every once in a while, you get
keep going. What else?
A little
give
bonus.
Me some more life hacks. How do I cheat the government on my taxes? Come on, Dan.
There's plenty of ways to cheat. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Get away with it.
What else you got?
What do we have today? John Greenberg is going to check in, the Athletic columnist. Or he's not Athletic. He's the columnist for the Athletic.
God, no.
Who's going to join us to talk about the Daniel Murphy thing yesterday and the press conference and how that all went down. I know we saw that our own Julie DeCaro wrote a really good piece about him as a Cub and what it means to some Cub fans. Paul Sullivan followed up with Laura Ricketts on that. So we'll touch base with him. Pete Futek on college football at 10:40. Do the midday midway. And Jonah Carey is going to talk baseball with us at noon. We got a lot of Cubs stuff to talk about. Cole Hamels. By the end of our show, we're going to know whether or not Matt Harvey is a Brewer, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go get some bacon. You stop me.
You're not concentrating.
Did he say something? Because I'm still thinking about that Whole Foods bacon. All right, guys.
Have a good show.
We'll be getting bacon.
Thank you very much for being here.
Inside the Clubhouse, tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, starring Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine and Mike Esposito.
We are even down the middle, Cubs and Sox coverage.
Inside the Clubhouse, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Hey, Yankee fans, prepare to pay for a new stadium for the Mets. That's right. The Mets, who purchased the AAA Syracuse Chiefs last year. They inherited a lease on the existing 11,000-seat NBT Bank Stadium that expires in 2025. Now, Onondaga County is scrambling to find $25 to $30 million in financing to renovate the ballpark in hopes the Wilpons will sign a 25-year lease extension. According to Syracuse.com, the proposal includes adding a walkable concourse around the playing field. While increasing the total number of seats to 7,000, the county plans to chip in $8 million with the remainder coming from, you guessed it, taxpayers from around the state. As County Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon declared, we can't keep a AAA baseball team here with a 25-year-old facility. And I ask one simple question, why not? I'm Boomer Esiason.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its contents, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989, when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only Major League player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who was second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney Thursday to Sunday for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is so bummed. The countdown to the end of summer is here.
Don't be. It's the start of huge savings at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, kick off your fall fashion with Old Navy's major savings. Right now, get 50% off all tees, 40% off all dresses, and 30% off all jeans and sweatshirts.
50, 40, and 30% off? That's a countdown I love.
Then get to Old Navy. Tees start at just $6 for adults, $4 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
What are we waiting for? Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 823 to 825. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone, on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires port of number not currently active on T-Mobile Network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join Coach Lovie Smith and the Fighting Illini football team at Soldier Field on Saturday, September 15th as Illinois faces South Florida at 2:30 p.m. Cheer on your team and your city. Tickets are available for as low as $30 at Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy Illinois football at Soldier Field and go Illini.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Growing up at a school where you had to bring your own lunch for 5 or 6 years, you learn the value of tray. Like, you had a pizza Lunchable, you were God. You were God at the table. Although
God
it was,
among men.
It was harder to trade than you think because you have a lunch where you've got the ho-hos.
Hard to make a
and
market
a fruit
for
snacks
it.
And a sandwich and, you know, chips or something like that. If you've got five things to trade, you have five. Pizza Lunchable, you can't separate the constituent elements of it. No one's trading
you
for your
trade
pizza
the whole
sauce.
Thing.
What you had to do at best to make the margins work was trade each made pizza so as to get something back. Otherwise, you're just trading the one thing.
And you can never get value.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Learned a lot yesterday. There were no Lunchables when I was bringing lunches to school. None of the pre-made stuff. I had my egg salad sandwich, and it smelled bad, and I loved it.
Oh, you were the egg salad kid?
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
I was the tuna sandwich kid more days than I care to remember.
I was that, too. I liked that the bread just soggy enough.
But then the pizza Lunchable arrived, and I was able to rise above my station in life just with one simple plastic everything, really. I'm pretty sure that the actual pepperonis were made of the same material that the tearaway lid was made out of. Tasty stuff.
Happy Friday. Happy weekend. John Greenberg is going to join us at 10 o'clock. Pete Futek of College Football News at 10:40. We'll hit the midday midway with all kinds of fun stuff at 11. And Jonah Carey with his regular Friday baseball information and infotainment at noon. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport, and our phone number is 312-644-6767. You email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, false equivalencies, and Nazis, and the occasional wayward sext.
Those are a lot more fun than the other things. The wayward sexts are a lot more fun than the false equivalencies and the wayward Nazis. You're all of you welcome on the text line, I suppose.
Members of the Wayward Nazis.
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You should also download the radio.com app. That is the way you stream The Score on your mobile device and also interact with the show and the station on Facebook. You can like the 670 The Score page.
Just like the page.
That's all you got to do. And then you're part of that La Brea tar pit of human communication. There is watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live for these cameras here. Hi, how's it going?
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
How you doing? The video feed is directed by Brian Gertsch. Our executive producer is Jay Zawoski.
So Herrera leads off the fourth, lines it into right, and there to catch it, Gomez. Wow. Gomez makes a catch out there. You know, and it appeared that when he got there, he wasn't all that easy about locating that line drive. He's something to watch.
But quick to reassure everybody, I did catch it.
It's Soup Campbell on the broadcast? I think it's Dave Soup Campbell on the broadcast.
Right. What was so funny?
I'm not entirely sure.
You didn't see the highlight, I assume?
I haven't seen that one.
The ball stayed a little higher than he thought. It almost hit him in the face. He catches it and then pops up with the ball like out of like in his bare hand, like, huh?
Got Soup. Soup does the play-by-play for the Fighting Barukis, right?
For the Blue Jays?
Yes.
So, yeah, I haven't heard from him. That was a longtime national guy, now Toronto guy. On the board.
Soup did a bunch of video games, too, back when I was growing up. Yeah. He was like the third guy in the booth on a lot of those video games. I can't remember who the main dudes were. Gary Thorne did a lot of... Gary Thorne was a
Gary Thorne,
voice of my childhood.
Yeah, Gary...
He did all the ESPN hockey games, right? I mean, all not the video games, the actual national ESPN hockey games. That dude is awesome.
Still the voice of Little League World Series baseball or Little League. There's a Little League game on the, I forget if it's.
I know he does, obviously he does the Orioles.
It's an Xbox game, yeah, but he still does some of those.
Oh. I had a conversation. I was walking out of the White Sox.
The Orioles are not a Little League team as much as they try to be.
I'm very close. I had a half-hour conversation with Gary Thorne, Steve Stone, and Paul Konerko about hockey one day.
Well, that's a lot of smarts
it
there.
It was awesome.
They talked a lot. Brain power.
I listened.
Whoa.
It was really cool.
Our associate producer, the man on the board, cutting and scratching on the wheels of steel, he is Rick Camp.
And Hobson's been ejected by Daryl Cooper. He's going to grab the bat from Edwin Arroyo. Oh, he's going to take some hacks in the box. Oh, here goes Hobson. He's going to hit a home run and a little bat flip. Now he's going to take a trot around the bases. So he hits first. He's still going. He's going to get a handshake, too, from the third base coach. Why not? But here he comes around home. He's going to tap home plate. Basically a walk-off home run for Butch Hobson because he's going to head to the clubhouse.
So apparently that is the manager of the Chicago Dogs, independent minor league team. They play at that lovely park out in Rosemont. And Butch Hobson, the former Red Sox star, is the manager of the team, and in protesting a call, decided to pantomime a home run swing and a full home run trot around the bases.
Yeah, first he took a check swing and appealed down to first base on himself, I think, and then took the home run swing and hobbled around the bases. It was pretty great. That's the same league that had the guy, the player, walk through the dugout, pick up the trash can, come out the other end of the dugout, place the trash can behind home plate, look at the umpire and said, you're a trash can.
You are a trash can.
That's what he said. He said, yes. You are a trash can.
Yeah, but I believe the Chicago Dogs, like one day a week, call themselves the Wieners. Like there's a whole hot dog cross promotion.
Well, they
there.
Ought to.
And
I appreciate that the numbers on their uniforms are just links of sausage.
Be a link your own sausage.
And the chair in the back is empty, and I'm filled with sadness.
Oh, no, is it?
Yeah,
is he okay?
Just us today.
Is he okay?
Ray actually took a day off for once.
Yeah, is he allowed?
I don't know.
Well, he does the board for Bears broadcasts, so he gets some extra leeway because those are outside of his normal shit.
Those are hellacious
and
days.
Z-Pax yelling for no reason.
Yeah, and he's swinging a bat there like he's
Kevin's going
Robert
full
De Niro
Butch
Al Capone. Enthusiasms.
Does Kevin Zipak's swing look anything like Javier Baez's swing?
Okay,
I've never played softball with Kevin Zipak, so I don't know.
We watched the video in very, very slow motion.
Like 15 times this morning?
And you stopped it frame by frame.
First of all, 481 feet is the second longest home run in the big leagues this year. Avi Garcia has hit one 481 as well. It was a mammoth shot. It was a hanger. And he crushed it. He leaps into the baseball. Not from like a, oh, he throws his body at the base. Not like a Bryce Harper, like bend knee, uplift knee, upswing kind of thing. Javier Baez last night leapt into the baseball.
It appears, and on multiple viewings, it appears to me that at or shortly after contact, both feet were off the ground.
That's right.
I'm dead serious. We always would make...
That's absolutely
right. There were many times where Frank Thomas's swing, with that off that hard, firm front side, Ken Griffey also,
sure,
hitting off the firm front foot, where on contact, the back foot's completely off the ground. Mm-hmm. Because he's throwing the entire front side of his massive frame into the back of the baseball,
right,
and that back foot would come off. I don't ever, ever remember seeing somebody hit a ball with both feet off the ground. He ends up, he moves a good 2 inches completely forward in the batter's box.
You know the sports science breakdowns where you'll see the hitter and then they'll draw the stick figure through the hitter? You know, so you see the,
yes,
the angles of the,
yes,
hands,
yes,
and you see the spine, you know, that length. And as the swing goes, the spine doesn't move, you know, the head stays on the ball. It's all, you couldn't do that on Javi's swing last night because you would have to move that spine line up in the box. It's, I mean, really pretty incredible. And again, we get back to conversations with Javi Baez and how important he's been for this offense really throughout. Who would have guessed, and maybe it's just part of the season that you're in, but who would have guessed that Javi Baez, with all of his swing and miss, with all of his general swinging at strikes, at non-strikes, Javi Baez with all of his high-end, you know, high-ceiling, perhaps low-floor kind of swing-and-miss stuff, Javi Baez as steadying force in the 2018 Cubs lineup.
Where you had that on your range of likelihoods.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like, as the folks at Baseball Prospectus are putting out the annual and going, okay, and the 90th percentile possibility for Javi Baez is, I don't know, something like this. You want to do the 100% one? Nah, no point. No real point. Yeah, it's not happening.
Who's going to be the lodestone of this team?
They've right? got yeah. Chris Bryant. They've got Anthony Rizzo. Know that he's going to read it for this. Everybody understands where Javi Baez is. It's really pretty incredible. And as the MVP conversation continues, and as a couple of, you know, Matt Carpenter's cooled some, and Javi Baez himself is coming off of a streak a little bit. Nolan Arenado is just kind of there and steady, but he plays for the Rockies and no one cares. That who would have guessed that guy's offense, the steadying 300, 330, 340 potentially, and then whatever his slugging percentage ends up being, plus all the defense, that is the steadying force of the Cubs lineup in 2018.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. It got a little itchy for me in the ninth, thinking, I know, and we've talked to about how he feels about a complete game or about a solid performance like that with a veteran pitcher. Remember the Quintana stuff? After Quintana had that solid outing and he threw a lot of pitches and Joe left him in, and what did Joe tell us? He said, I think that it does something for a veteran pitcher. I think that after, and it turns out it didn't do anything for Quintana, let the record show. But Joe's baseball belief, and I it's not backed up by data. This is old school managerial hunch stuff.
Yeah.
He feels like a veteran pitcher builds off something like that because it means something to him. We know complete games don't mean anything.
No.
We know pitching wins don't mean anything. And when we talked to Cole on the 27th, is that Monday?
Yeah, it's Monday.
On Monday when we are out there. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet to the On Deck Luncheon,
you can still do it.
I think we have a couple left. 670thescore.com/on deck. Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler are going to be our guests out there. It's a great day, great time. You get to meet those guys, hang out with us. They're the stars.
And there's good food.
Really good food. Really good sliders. It's sort of like pitching. And it may mean something to him. And it clearly does. Veteran pitchers love that. It's an accomplishment. It's an achievement,
yeah,
as rare as it may be. But the last thing you want is for him to be a little off his best in the next time out because of a workload.
I was looking at it too, and I thought that the last batter he faced was going to be the last batter, regardless of outcome. You know, you get the double play, and kudos, Zach Zaden with a hell of a call on our station to end that ball game last night. It was Zach. I was listening to it on the way back from Naperville, and I you knew that was the last batter, right? I mean, you had to know, regardless of where that ball ends up, whether Zach's calling a double play or a granny, that's it for Cole Hamels. I mean, that's just kind of the, but Joe's got a bullpen game today, right? With Alec Mills. he's got a rotation that he knows. I mean, we talked about it with him. There's 11 games before the call-ups, and then there's another 12 games after the call-ups on September 1st. He's trying to manage that long-term. And if there's anybody that you're comfortable giving 114 pitches to, it's Cole Hamels at this point. I don't know whether it comes up to bite him. I don't know whether the idea of a guy can cementing his mechanics or cementing that kind of good feeling actually works on down the line. That's one of two old school things that come right to the tip of the tongue for Joe Maddon, because it's that and it's protection in a lineup. It's those two things that he espouses, believes in, and constructs his team around.
You're linking guys.
Some of the metrics don't really bear out. Some of the ideas, like protection's not really borne out in a lot. Len Casper's not a big fan of the idea of protection in a lineup. And Joe gets to make them. Len doesn't. We don't. I'm not a huge protection guy either, but Joe is, and that's how he's going to make it out. So you better see it through that lens. You know, to ignore it would be foolish. So at least you kind of see the reasons that Joe had to leave Hamels in there any longer. I really was looking at it any longer, like one more pitch, yeah. And you go, that's dumb. And 114 is.
They were late to get guys up. That's the thing. He was late to get that bullpen going.
Yeah, and that's Joe's run into that issue before.
It's a lot of belief in Cole Hamels. It's a lot of faith, but sometimes
that's a red lineup that knows how to hit too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a pushover.
No Votto, though. It's very,
no doubt.
Incredibly
no
different.
Doubt.
And especially your pitch count is going to change without having to throw 12 to Votto every time he's up.
And if we're looking at pitch counts, too, look at Hamels. I mean, in the fourth and fifth, he's got a couple of, I think it's, if it's not eight or nine, it's 10 or 11 pitch ABs. I think Suarez had a long one, and there's another one in there long, too. He could have been more efficient and still able to get out of that thing with a CG and save a bullpen and go into the weekend in a Friday bullpen game. It's a nice knife for Cole Hamels.
Yeah, but there's something that watching him that feels like a luxury that shouldn't for a supposed contending team.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak.
You ever try to knock over an Arkansas hog?
I don't know what that is. But if you'd like complete flexibility with your ticket plan, the Chicago Wolves Flex Pack provides 10 undated vouchers at a discount. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. Since Cole Hamels was traded from the Rangers to the Cubs, there have been few better. He did it again last night at Wrigley. A complete game to lead the Cubs to a 7-1 win over the lowly Reds, and he's happy to be here.
To be able to have this opportunity, on this team, in this city, be more ecstatic day in and day out when I'm here.
Hamels is 4-0 with a 0.79 ERA since coming over in a trade last month. Same two teams today at Wrigley in a matinee as the Northsiders turn to Alec Mills for a spot start. Mike Montgomery expects to rejoin the rotation by the end of next week. Matt Harvey is scheduled to pitch for the Reds today, but he's been claimed on waivers by Milwaukee. These two teams have until 12:30 today to work out a deal. To the White Sox, they were beaten by the Tigers in Detroit yesterday, 7-2. The final, James Shields earned his 15th loss of the year. He allowed 7 earned runs over 6 2/3. Also in Sox news, rookie pitcher Michael Kopech apologized yesterday for racist and homophobic tweets he sent out while in high school. To football, the Bears have their third preseason game, or is it their fourth? I don't know if you count the Hall of Fame game. But anyway, they're hosting the Chiefs tomorrow at Soldier Field. Rookie linebacker Roquan Smith likely will not play in this. And finally, in the NBA, the league is likely to adopt a rule for the upcoming season that sets the shot clock at 14 after an offensive rebound. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag We Are Mobile. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is today at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Reds. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by...
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is so bummed. The countdown to the end of summer is here.
Don't be. It's the start of huge savings at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, kick off your fall fashion with Old Navy's major savings. Right now, get 50% off all tees, 40% off all dresses, and 30% off all jeans and sweatshirts.
50, 40, and 30% off? That's a countdown I love.
Then get to Old Navy. Tees start at just $6 for adults, $4 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
What are we waiting for? Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 823 to 825. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
Let's go over at PackyWebFord.com.
Ground ball at the third. Scooped up by Bodie. Steps on third. Fires to first. Double play. Cubs win. A complete game for Cole Hamels.
Go
go, yeah. Zach Zaitman.
Knock it down, Double Z.
Get away. It's like get yourself a big league job of your own.
That's good, stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
He's got the chops.
Here's the thing, man. It should not be a luxury. It shouldn't feel special for a contending team, a first-place team, arguably the best team in the National League,
yeah,
to watch a professional, grown-up, adult starting pitcher in control of a game. Forget the complete game. That's great. That's awesome. We can quibble about pitch count and all that. But just the idea of commanding and executing pitches over and over again, going the third time through a lineup and having something else to show somebody. Wow, look at this. It's supposed to be like that every time out. You're supposed to have what was supposed to be the greatest pitching staff ever assembled, and now it feels like a luxury to just have a really well pitched, professionally called, strategized game.
That's why a first place team with the second best run differential in the National League feels as clunky as it has all season long. That's it. It's been that rotation. I mean, if Vince Scully said it decades ago that momentum is the next day's starting pitcher, then it has been very difficult for the Cubs to grab any, in that definition, momentum all season long. I was looking through the Brooks baseball report for Cole Hamels because I like looking through these things, making sure that I saw what I thought I saw. Threw a lot of cutters, a lot of fastballs. The cutter was really good last night. They had him tagged for five different pitches, Hamels, a fastball, a sinker, a change, a slider, a curveball, and a cutter. But when I clicked on it, you know, you click the drop-down menu, you go to your date, and then you go to your game, and then you click the drop-down to find the pitcher. You know, you usually have like 9 or 12 names to scroll through because it's all the pitchers in that game.
Okay.
You remember how many guys pitched last night? This is Jim Riggleman.
Right.
And Joe. And the Pens are what they are. That team, the Reds. There's three guys. Cole Hamels.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dace Sclafani and Michael Lorenzen. There's only three guys that pitched last night.
Yeah, I remember I watched the first three innings and I took a walk with my daughter. And I was just sort of following the phone on the MLB app while we're walking around. And I came back and I'm like, wow, Dace Sclafani's still in.
Yeah.
My first thought is, okay, who are the pitchers now? I'm like, oh, wait, he's still there. Okay, all right, interesting. A couple of more traditional style managers, even though Joe has been a bullpen guy. Boy, he's going to be busy today, too.
Yeah.
Today's going to be, and we don't know who the pitcher's going to be for the Reds. Because, in case you're just joining us, Matt Harvey is, I don't know if he's still the Dark Knight or if he's the erstwhile Dark Knight, but
he's a darker knight.
He is scheduled to go against Alec Mills. However, Matt Harvey was placed on waivers. He was claimed on waivers by Milwaukee. They've been awarded the claim, and they have until, I believe, 12:30.
12:30. I was reading Tom Hodgecord. He's a great beat writer for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Long time.
Yeah, 12:30.
One of the deans of God, baseball beat writers. And they have until 12:30 to work out a deal. So because the Brewers are home tonight, he could join the team. Like, right, he could just get in a cab and go.
Yeah, it's a 90-minute drive.
So we'll see. And then it would be Alec Mills against TBA.
Yeah,
and probably
against Michael Lorenzen again.
A more
again.
Favorable matchup for a AAA-level, replacement-level pitcher going in what would be a very odd baseball game.
Unless Joey Votto is going to face him again. Have you looked at Matt Harvey's? I mean, I know we've talked about Matt Harvey's resurgence, and the general baseball world has kind of mentioned Matt Harvey as a thing. In 90 innings with the Cincinnati Reds, right, from May 11th to August 18th, that was his last start. 17 starts. He's thrown 90 innings. He's got a 4.28 ERA and has put together some pretty good starts. He's been hit around a little bit. In July, he gave up 8 runs in one start against the Pirates. You pull that one out of there. He gave up 8 in 3 2/3. You pull that one out of there, and you've got maybe, other than Julius Chacin, the best starter on the Brewers. I mean, and that's a team that's looked for, it feels weird to say. It's a team that needed an arm for a while now. It's a team that you thought was going to pick one up at the deadline, but instead added a couple of linebackers to play the infield for them. And so far it's been working out fine. But, you know, now with the Brewers at 3.5 games behind, the Cardinals having done what they've done, I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier. And remember too, that Matt Harvey, if the Reds wanted to do it, Matt Harvey could just go to the Brewers. Remember, that's how waiver claims work. You could just let him go, and the Brewers would take on that contract. The Brewers would assume whatever financial responsibilities are part of having Matt Harvey on your baseball team. They don't have to necessarily work out. You just let him go.
Right.
That's the Alex Rios thing from a couple of years ago, right? I mean, that was...
We never actually had anybody come clean on whether or not they got stuck with him, whether or not that was a block gone bad.
I think it's a question that's worth asking.
Everybody thinks it was.
Seems that way.
Everybody thinks that there was $17 million or some huge number.
Because they had given, the Blue Jays had given him and Vernon Wells giant contracts, and then immediately for the Blue Jays, they just fell apart, the two of them.
When we come back, we should address what the White Sox addressed regarding Michael Kopech.
We should address what Michael Kopech addressed.
And he did.
Considering Michael Kopech.
Where this is on the playbook for how to handle such things. I also want to let people behind the scenes a little bit about when we first got news of this and some of the decisions that we made about how to cover it.
Yeah, it's worth a discussion.
Okay, we'll do that next. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989, when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson at a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only major league player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who is second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money saving coupon.
Luke Bryan, What Makes You Country Tour.
What makes you country?
Saturday, September 1st at Wrigley Field.
Play it again.
With special guest Sam Hunt, John Party, Carly Pierce, and DJ Rock. Get access to preferred seating with your City Advantage card. Buy tickets at Cubs.com/Luke Bryan or 1-800-THE-CUBS.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone, on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires port of number not currently active on T-Mobile Network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney Thursday to Sunday for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is so bummed the countdown to the end of summer is here.
Don't be. It's the start of huge savings at Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, kick off your fall fashion with Old Navy's major savings. Right now, get 50% off all tees, 40% off all dresses, and 30% off all jeans and sweatshirts.
50, 40, and 30% off? That's a countdown I love.
Then get to Old Navy. Tees start at just $6 for adults, $4 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
What are we waiting for? Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion. Old Navy. Valid 823 to 825. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
Hey, sports fans, football season's here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book with real Vegas odds and incredible player props for all your favorite sporting events. Every pro and college game right on your phone. MyBookie lets you play online and win big, anywhere, anytime. Use promo code SPORTS when signing up to get your deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie now. Sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Play for fun. Void where prohibited.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I mean, I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight, we're going to talk to John Greenberg about some Cubs stuff, about what happened with Daniel Murphy and his introduction to the press last night, how the Cubs are going to handle having Daniel Murphy on their team while they're also having Pride Day on Sunday at Wrigley Field, because the Cubs have been good friends to the LGBTQ community, and mm-hmm. they have the only openly gay owner in major professional sports.
That's right.
In Laura Ricketts. So it's trying to reconcile some things there based on how people feel about their new player. But yet, was it yesterday we came in? Yesterday morning, and there were a couple of websites that claimed to have screenshots of old Michael Kopech tweets.
Yeah, I got a text from actually Dennis and Adam, two former Score guys, and they had found this website. Only the one website. And they sent it to me, and I saw it, and it's not a website that has much of a good reputation for having things that are real.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at it, and I saw there were a couple of screen caps of old Michael Kopech tweets. I brought him into the room, and I thought, okay, what do we do with these? What do we want to do with these? Do we trust any of this?
And the answer was we didn't enough to go with it, because
no.
With that website, it was notoriously untrustworthy, and we weren't going to go spend time talking about things that we weren't sure were real.
At the time and in the morning, too, I couldn't even figure out who the woman who claimed to have the screen caps was, or what kind of relationship she held to Michael Kopech. And for what it's worth, Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the journalist light didn't go off as bright as it could have with me. But all I thought about was, remember when Josh Hader's text popped up during the All-Star
Josh
game?
Josh Hader, Trey Turner,
right.
Sean Newcomb.
But specifically Hader. When Hader's popped up during the All-Star game, we saw a bunch of national writers find all of this as it was being released, follow it, report on it. So it had more of a heft to it. And we also saw some of those same national writers get taken by a couple of Photoshop screen caps where Hader
real.
Had said, had presumably, or they had faked Hader into saying some things that weren't. They Photoshopped some of his tweets and put some other stuff in there. Certainly he said horrible things like white power LOL and other words that, you know, you don't use. But there were also some fake things put on there. And I just started to wonder, okay, how many times are we going to do this? Maybe he said some really ignorant and stupid things. It's entirely possible. And it turns out he did. But that was the caution that I just I couldn't quite shake.
So the Sun-Times tracked it down, and kudos here to Paul Sullivan in the Tribune, who does give credit to the Sun-Times for breaking the story, because that's the proper thing to do.
How you do it.
And Kopech has apologized for the tweets that included offensive terms and descriptions for African-Americans, Mexicans, and homosexuals. He says he's deleted the tweets. But he and Rick Hahn says Michael's been very upfront about his tweets from high school several years ago. He's taken responsibility and apologized for his offensive and inappropriate word choices at the time. He has stressed that those careless words do not reflect who he is today. Now, here's the thing. We don't know. We have no idea.
No.
And maybe he still is the kind of person who would use those words in private. Maybe he isn't. We have no idea. But what do we ask of some of these guys? To go back to... consider the things you thought and the things you said, confront some of that stuff. It's close to being every checking boxes
on
how to, so what Connor, do you think that they didn't quite get
so
right?
Close. There's not nowhere in there. Does Kopech actually apologize to those that he may have offended with those words? Just apologizes for using the words. Now, listen, I understand there's a certain degree of, I don't know, specificity that I'm demanding of a guy who clearly misused language to begin with. I'm asking for clarity of language from that same guy. Maybe that's not his skill set. I don't know. Maybe I'm asking too much. It's also not on me to, you know, we talked about this with Hader. It's not on me to forgive him. It's on those he's offended with the words he used to forgive him. So that's something that I can't shake from my head either. He also said, I want kids, I want to make sure that I get the quote correct from Kopech, that he wouldn't want anyone to take these quotes the wrong way.
Well, how else do you take, what's the right way?
What's the right way to, actually, and we were talking about this on the group text, and I what is the right way to take any of those words? And I thought for a second, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I thought for a second, what is the right way to take those words? Well, if we take Michael at his apology, right, at his insistence that this is not who I am anymore, and the fact that many, and this I can relate to, a stupid kid growing up in a place where you see a bunch of people that look like you and not enough people that don't look like you to understand the difference between culture and language and context. I grew up with a lot of people and using words in language that we didn't realize had some of that stuff in it. I understand that. And I look back at some things that I said. I look back as a kid, as a 15-year-old, as a 16-year-old, not fully grasping, you know, what that meant.
Sure. There were words we used to use on the air, on this show.
And
there were sound drops, and there were words used routinely on this show.
And you think, my God, that was stupid.
Yeah, it was
horrifyingly stupid.
Mean and stupid and wrong.
And you grow from that. Hopefully Michael has done the same thing. But... In context of, I hope kids won't take it the wrong way, what is the right way? Well, perhaps the right way to take those words, if you take them at all, certainly don't use them, the right way to take those words is as a completely ignorant 16-year-old, not understanding the context of what those words meant. You learn, you move on, you grow. Certainly hope that that's the message that anybody, any kid that sees those words, or anybody really that sees those words and the context they're used in, realizes that the only right way to take them is that they were wrongly used, and really wrongly and inappropriately used.
And it's not about how you feel about them. It's about how the insulted party feels.
Yes.
That's what's critical. It's not about, well, I hear that word all the time and it's not about how you feel. It's about how someone else feels. And that's why I thought regarding Daniel Murphy and the other side of town, I thought that Julie DeCaro's piece was great because she actually went out into the Chicago gay community and mm-hmm. talked to organizations, talked to the editor of Outsports and talked to people locally and said, how does this make you feel? And those are the people who matter.
Yes.
It's how they feel, not how I feel, not how you feel, how they feel. And it's insulting. And some of these things are insulting to them. And I thought that the Daniel Murphy stuff was weird yesterday. And I find it odd. And this is not mine to judge. We'll talk to John Greenberger about it in a couple of minutes. But it seems to me like Daniel Murphy is using the Bill Bean relationship as a kind of crutch or shield. It's the I've got a gay friend thing. I said, yeah, sure. I it appears that Daniel Murphy's never repudiated his beliefs that homosexuality is wrong and bad. He's never repudiated that. And he has a problem with it. He doesn't agree
with the lifestyle.
Yeah. With the lifestyle, doesn't agree with someone being who, which is in the essence of bigotry. And he hasn't repudiated that. But now he's saying, well, he's friends with Bill Bean. I don't know. I'm not sure where that is. I'd like to know more. I also would like to know that Laura Ricketts says that she's going to say more in her Twitter account, right? But she didn't have any official comment to Paul Sullivan for the purposes of the story that's in the Tribune.
That's the last I'd seen, yes. And obviously tracking on Twitter, I hadn't seen anything pop yet either there. And I think it's a good point to make because a relationship like that may seem a certain way to you and I. And you or I are here with a microphone alone. And I think too often, and it's our fault, too often we project our estimations of relationships and dynamics, interpersonal dynamics, here through the mic without a full context. Unfortunately, that's kind of part of the job of this realm of media, I think, sometimes. Mm-hmm. That said, Billy Bean gets to be, if he is friends with Daniel Murphy, he gets to be friends with Daniel Murphy any way he wants to be friends with Daniel Murphy.
That's up to him. That's up to the two of them.
It absolutely is. So, but you're right. In some of the things that he said, and specifically because Daniel Murphy hasn't said that his views, that his opinion of homosexuality has changed. In fact, he said nothing even close to it.
Correct.
It feels like it's a job half done, you know?
It feels like it's a laundering almost, that they're just going to try that Billy Bean, in his role as an outreach ambassador for LGBT working with MLB, is almost just being used as cover. I don't think that was his intent. I think the intent of the outreach is to allow your name to just sort of be thrown out there and just say, oh yeah, Billy Bean, I talked to him, therefore I'm clean now. It's all good. I can just get back to doing what I do and don't ask me any other questions.
This is kind of a fun. I knew this was going to come too, and it always does, I guess. This one is 708. This is not news anymore. Talk sports, not political correctness. Kopech was a kid. Murphy has religious beliefs that has tainted him. Okay. When did the fact that we're asking people to be good people and that these people somehow exist in sports, when did that become not a talking point or anything? Like, if we were doing a political show, you would talk about people and whether or not they're being good people, right? If you were doing a cooking show and you had Mario Batali's story pop up, right, you would talk about that. I don't. Where the hell did not being a good person become untouchable?
Yeah, and the problem is that Murphy says, I do disagree with the fact that Billy is a homosexual. I don't think you get to agree or disagree with that. It's like disagreeing that an oak tree is an oak tree. Disagreeing that the sky is a certain color.
That's a hell of a maple,
color.
I'll tell you that.
Right.
Daniel.
I mean, you don't get to disagree that your good friend Billy is a homosexual. I disagree with you, Billy. You're not a homosexual.
It seems like a job half done, you know, it seems like Murphy's job is a job half done. And, we'll see. I suppose, you know, like you mentioned, Laura Ricketts has said that she'll put something out on Twitter, though not an official statement, though I guess, you know, she says it's kind of official, right? It's her feelings on it, I guess.
Right.
We'll see how that thing gets squared. Cause I'd also read that Jed and Theo, or Jed at least, had talked about this instance, or talked about this situation
with Bean.
That Murphy carries with Bean before acquiring him from the Nationals.
Yeah, he was referred to by the editor of Outsports and Outsports.com. He was referred to as the poster child for baseball homophobia.
Who's the he in that sentence?
Daniel Murphy.
Murphy, right.
Daniel,
okay.
Murphy was who you called him, poster,
yeah,
child.
Yeah, that's true.
Murphy leads off and plays second today. Javier Baez bats second. He's at short. Rizzo's at first. Zobrist in right. Schwarber in left. Ian Happ is at third base. Wilson Contreras catching. Alec Mills is pitching and batting eighth. And Albert Elmora is in center field. More Cubs talk coming up with John Greenberg of The Athletic next on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1989, when Nolan Ryan strikes out Ricky Henderson at a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to become the first and only Major League player to strike out 5,000 batters. The Ryan Express would finish his career with 5,714 career strikeouts, almost 1,000 more than Randy Johnson, who was second all-time. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money saving coupon.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney Thursday to Sunday for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
I'm Jay Farner,